The unemployment rate fell last month by 0.2% to 5.6%. The Labor Department reported the decline today. It surprised many analysts who had expected to see unemployment grow. Also, the pace of layoffs appeared to be slowing. Today's figures could be seen as the latest signal that the economy may be at a turning point. But NPR's Jack Speer reports that the news is not all good.
Anytime the unemployment rate goes down, people tend to look at that as a good thing. But analysts say in this instance, it's probably too soon to begin celebrating. For one thing, despite the nation's unemployment rate dipping in January, there were more people out of work. Steve Ricciuto is chief economist with ABN AMRO in New York. He says it appears some people have simply given up looking for a job.
What happened here to a great extent is a number went down that looks favorable for the labor market, but for the wrong reason. It went down because people exited the labor force.
And the fact so many people, nearly a million, were no longer actively seeking work last month meant they were no longer counted in the government statistics. Still, it can be hard to understand how the unemployment rate can fall while companies continue to lay off workers. Cynthia Lotta is an economist at DRI WEFA. She says the economy shed 89,000 non-farm jobs last month, far fewer than previous months, and that's what economists will look at.
We usually consider that the payroll jobs numbers are a better indicator of which way the economy is headed. And that says that while the job market is still very weak, it probably is bottoming out because this was quite a small decline in jobs.
The conflicting news on employment comes just days after the government reported another stronger than expected economic number. The Commerce Department earlier this week said the gross domestic product, the total measure of all goods and services moving through the economy, rose 0.2% in the fourth quarter. Most analysts had expected the economy would continue to contract during the final 3 months of last year. John Challenger is with the outplacement firm of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. He says one thing he's noticed is there seem to be a lot of people changing careers.
56% of people changed industries, which was a record number, suggesting that people were rotating out of the areas of the economy, manufacturing, technology, and travel, that have not been doing well throughout 2001, into areas that are stronger, like healthcare and government and energy.
Manufacturing, as in past months, continued to be the most hard-hit sector of the economy in January. Some other areas, including finance and transportation, showed gains. Economist Cynthia Lotta says she thinks one reason the economic numbers are uncertain is that things are at a turning point.
They're always hard to read when the economy is turning, and so one can almost say for sure that when the tea leaves are very difficult to read, that the economy is turning. And, of course, once in a while you get a false signal, but I think that the signal we're getting now with some of these mixed numbers is that the economy is bottoming out, and by the second quarter we will see employment on the rise again.
Analysts aren't ruling out further bad news about the jobless rate in the months ahead, and they caution against reading too much into one month's data. President Bush, in response to the unemployment report today, said his administration would like to see more jobs created. The president said he will be relentless in working to boost the economy and will continue to push for tax cuts he says will create additional jobs. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.